With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we made it to a Friday. We're limping. We're a man down. An important man, well, at least on Friday. Tyler's not here today. And all of a sudden, we're thrown for a loop. Wait, it's Meat Friday. Who's cooking Meat Friday? I had to go to the bullpen. Actually, he's a Hall of Famer, our good buddy Lou. He has a restaurant in Fairfield, Hub and Spoke, and I said, Lou, can you come in? We need to bring you in from the bullpen because Tyler's not here. We got the Traegers fired up, so Lou just got here. The lubricator is going to take care of us for this Meat Friday, and it looks like we're having burgers and brats, hot dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
I just want to thank Lou for coming in to save the day. Fritzy goes, well, you're out there in the Traeger area. Can we cook? And then you have the smoke, and are we not going to have Meat Friday? This is his question yesterday. So Fritzy said to me two things yesterday. Hey, because you're out there in the Traeger area, we're not going to be able to have Traeger and Meat Friday? And I go, no, we will. And then he goes, did you get COVID for content? And I go, what?
It's kind of a strange question to ask, but I was curious.
Yeah. I mean, content is king, but no, I wasn't willing to get COVID for content. But thank you, Tom.
We're getting close to the sports Emmys, you know, fifth time's a charm and all that. You know, every little bit helps.
Thank you. Yes. Poll question. What are we going? Did we have one from hour one?
No, because I was waiting for you to throw to it so then I could throw it to Paul.
All right. So hour one poll-ish was if all three were free agents, same asking price, I would sign James Harden, Kyrie Irving,
okay,
or Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
And everyone's pretty much going Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, because I know that when Kyrie plays, he's better than the other two. I don't know when he's going to play, but Harden, when he does play, I don't know how he's going to play. And Russell Westbrook, I kind of figured out now who he is for the rest of his career. Yes, Paul.
You're a dog owner. Seton's a dog owner for a long time. I'm a new dog owner.
All right.
If your neighbor's dog runs out and attacks your dog, what do you do? Do you, A, grab your dog if you can and run, okay, or B, go after the dog and kind of throw yourself in the path and engage the dog physically in some fashion? As a hypothetical, what would you guys do?
This sounds like it's a pathetical.
It's a pathetical.
Yeah. It's pathetical.
Yeah.
So yesterday we
Nobody ever says something's pathetical, do they?
This will be.
Like it's a hypothetical. It's a just thetical.
So there's a neighbor who has two dogs. I would say they're probably like 70 pounds. They're good size. They're not monsters, but they're above average size dogs. Mm-hmm. He's got those, that electric fence thing, and they wear those collars, and they're usually loud, aggressive, but never cross the line of the electric fence. Mm-hmm. I'm out walking my dog, everything fine. My neighbor's walking his dog. His dog's probably, I would say, 30 pounds, maybe, kind of a medium, small-ish.
Yeah.
The big dog, this dog's got to be 80 pounds. His name's actually Bo. Crosses the barrier. Either it didn't have the collar on, the blew right through the stop sign or whatever, and went out and just went. And the other dog follows him. So these two dogs are just, you know, doing a DDT to this little dog, just burying it, just all on top of it. It looked like they were ripping it apart, but it wasn't playing. And the owner of the dog is trying to grab his dog, who's engaged with these two dogs, and run, but he can't. So he's stiff-arming one dog, and he looks like the Heisman Trophy. He's trying to do it, and it was like a battle. And I ran up. By the time I ran up, it was over, and the guy grabbed his dog and ran, and the other dogs ran back in.
Hmm.
What do you do there? Like, can you engage the other dogs? Can you punch a dog? How does that work? Or do you grab your dog and try to...
I would grab my dog and get out of there. I think that's probably the logical approach to it.
But it's kind of like if you watch a fight on TV, right? Say like in a basketball game, there's a fight. You have to grab the opponent, not your own teammate, right? You have to go after, like, you have to get that dude, the guy on the other team who's fighting, you have to hold that guy back. You can't hold your own player back because then they're going to end up getting punched, right? It's kind of the same thing with dogs. You got to go after the attacking dog, not your own dog.
I think Saint may have a point because this gentleman was grabbing his dog, the littler dog, and as he's grabbing it, it's getting, you know,
it's getting bit by the,
it's taking flying kicks to the head. I mean, it was violent.
Well, thank you for that, Paulie.
Those are the rules. That's the etiquette of dog fighting.
Ignite your movie night with Firestarter, based on the Stephen King masterpiece, starring Zac Efron. Catch it in theaters, streaming only at Peacock now. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. One of my favorites, Nick Wright, will join us coming up. In fact, two of my favorites, Ross Tucker, will also stop by.
Nice.
Your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our streaming partner, those watching on Peacock. And yes, I'm still outside and trying to be as professional as we can be, given the circumstances with COVID. But thanks for the patience with the Danettes here and everybody else in the back. I get breezes blowing here. I'm feeling better, no doubt looking better, but still outside. It's a little breezy here, got some rain, but help is on the way with the Traeger grills all fired up. We had the schedule release party, and we talk a lot about teams' strength of schedule, but the problem with kind of grading each team's schedule is we're using last year's results. And the NFL is a whole lot different than any other sport because each year you see a big turnover in the number of teams that make the postseason or that drop out from the previous year. Take the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns made it all the way to the AFC title game in 2020, then failed to make the playoffs last year. The Bengals, they had a top 10 pick last year, made it to the Super Bowl. They were picked to finish fourth in their own division. And although it's fun to talk about which teams have the hardest path to the postseason, I'm looking at the Kansas City Chiefs right now. The Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to start the season with 8 straight games against teams that had a winning record in the previous year. This according to the Elias Sports Bureau. At the Cardinals, host the Chargers, at the Colts, at the Buccaneers, host the Raiders, host the Bills, at the Niners, host the Titans. Wow. NFL got a problem with the Kansas City Chiefs? Certainly feels like that. I'm wondering, could you have a team out of the AFC West not win the division, but win the Super Bowl? I think the answer is yes. Because the Raiders got better, the Chargers got better, Broncos got better. Kansas City didn't get better, losing Tyreek Hill, but still a formidable team. And I was wondering about that. Who is this year's Bengals? Now, that's not going from nowhere to somewhere like the Super Bowl, but the team that's going to, let's say, was finishing third or fourth last year is going to finish first this year. Is there a team out there that will... There's going to be a couple of teams that surprise us. Happens every year. Where you go, wow, didn't see that one coming. But if you look at the schedule, and it could be impact players, rookie players, free agent players. You know, it could be a variety of things. Coaching change. Are we going to have that team? Is that team Philadelphia? Could Philadelphia be that surprise team? They went 9-8 and they made the playoffs. So I don't know if it's a that's not the big leap that the Bengals made. You know, the Bengals had a top five pick, took Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow coming off knee surgery. There were a lot of draft experts who said you should go for an offensive lineman, Penny Sewell from Oregon, and somehow, some way, with the defense that nobody probably knew any of the starters on it, they got to the Super Bowl and came within a second and a half of Joe Burrow finding Ja'Marr Chase for the game-winning touchdown. Who is that team this year? Yeah, Paul.
I'm not picking them, but could you see the Raiders with their offseason improvements? They almost won that wild card game against the Bengals.
But they were a playoff team last year.
Yeah, that's not big of a... How about this? What if Jameis Winston got his act together for real and became a very... I'm just saying, you said unexpected. If Jameis Winston ends up becoming a very good quarterback in the league, there is still a good roster there.
But that wouldn't be as surprising as the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals were picked fourth, and Joe Burrow coming off knee surgery. Saints have a really good – they have talent there. You know, the Bengals had talent. They just didn't have impactful players like Ja'Marr Chase. What if the Vikings would end up going to the Super Bowl? That was Marvin laughing there.
You got jokes today, DP.
Yeah, I do.
The Super Bowl.
How about the Browns? But here's the thing. If you look at how the NFL scheduled the Browns, they're not expecting Deshaun Watson to be playing anytime soon. Therefore, Jacoby Brissett is going to be the key for the Cleveland Browns to stay in the playoff hunt. Now, Pittsburgh with Trubisky, not quite sure. The Bengals, can you do it again when everybody is expecting you to do it again? Then you got the Ravens. Like, you know, we sort of have moved past the Ravens. It's one of the best organizations, but they finished last. Ja'Marr Chase playing for that contract extension, and Lamar Jackson. It just feels like, you know, we're sleeping on the Ravens. The Ravens might be that team that the Bengals were last year. Now, it wouldn't be as big of a surprise because you got a former MVP candidate. You got an experienced head coach who's probably going to the Hall of Fame. And I like what they did in the draft. So that might be the surprise pick. Yeah, Marv.
I said this earlier, but as far as my my most interesting game, the Dolphins. I know they may not be the biggest surprise, but if Tua can look like Alabama Tua with all those weapons – and there's some expectations with them now. But
they were 9-8 last year. It's just we're not sold on Tua. If you had – imagine if Joe Burrow was the quarterback in Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
And Stephen Ross was doing everything he could to try to trade up to get Joe Burrow. What would we think? Where would the Miami Dolphins be in, you know, the odds for winning the AFC? They would be behind – Buffalo, they'd be behind Kansas City. I don't know who else. I don't think the Raiders or Chargers, even though they might be better teams. Yeah, Paulie.
Don't you always want to pick the Chargers going into a season? They added more.
No,
play.
I have. Yes. That's the problem.
But
I learned
don't
my
you
lesson.
Don't you got to stick? Because the year you bail on them, they win it all.
I know. God, every year it felt like I go, they got so much talent. And then they'd always lose again. You go, oh, they're playing Baltimore and and there they go. They're out of the – or they'd have injuries. I don't know of a team that had more injuries early in a season than the Chargers did because you'd go, oh, it's over. That's derailed. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy Meat Friday with your special guest. Real quick, I think there's one thing being overlooked in the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks series. And then I do have a stat of the day. But if you look at it, everybody's concentrated on Luka scoring. But before Game 3, the Phoenix Suns had had eight straight games of scoring over 50% shooting in the playoffs. And then since then, they've been held underneath that. And Luka has the second highest scoring average in NBA history for the playoffs, just behind Michael Jordan. So, I mean, this Game 7 is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And then on that note, I do have a Grizzlies stat of the day.
Grizzlies playing tonight. Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the
day! Here comes the stat of the day! With or without Jaw, the Memphis Grizzlies still ruled in the regular season. They are the first team in NBA history to lead the league in rebound, steals, and blocks in a single season. That's your stat of the day.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day! Yeah, watching Dallas last night, it was just... Luka had that look on his face. He's just saying, here it is. You guys, if you guys think you're going to the Western Conference Finals, come get me. And he is bringing it. And he was playing bully ball. He had one turnover last night. But it's, you know, you have to get contributions from those secondary players. And that's the key. And Phoenix shot poorly. Shot poorly and, you know, had another, you know, bad offensive night again against Dallas. Like, you wouldn't go, boy, Dallas's defense is going to shut down the Phoenix Suns. But they did. But Luka looked like he was 10 years older experience-wise. Like, understanding the moment where you don't go, man, I haven't been here before. He has been here before. And you could almost get that feeling of, all right, I feel pretty good tonight. Come get some. Let's take a break. Our good buddy Nick Wright set to join us, and Ross Tucker a little bit later on as well. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. I want to thank Link Soul for keeping me warm the last couple of days, because outside where temperatures have been in the low to mid 50s, rain in the forecast, some wind, but I had my puffy coat on the other day. Now I got my Link Soul hoodie. You can check out the Spring 22 styles from Link Soul. You're going to love the way they look. New designs, colors, sustainable fabrics, whatever the day throws at you. Let's say you have COVID and you need to work outside to stay away from the Danettes. They've got something for you. Link Soul, the Boardwalker shorts. Fritzy wears those occasionally.
I do.
They double as swim trunks. I don't want to see him in either.
Why not?
You have the whitest legs.
They're very white.
And no hair.
Casper...
Isn't there a cat, like is it a hairless cat? That's what your legs look like.
That's just mean.
Sorry about that. New customers get 15% off their first order and free shipping. Tell them we sent you. LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The countdown to the Indy 500 is on May 29th on NBC. Next up, the Indy Grand Prix, Saturday at 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman, will join us a little bit later on. But our good buddy Nick Wright on loan from First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, joins us on the program. You want to go NFL or you want to go NBA? Start out.
Let's go talk about your show, then NBA, then NFL. Because I have a beef here, Dan. And I hate to, you know what I mean, bring dirty laundry on the show. But how long have I been coming on this show now? 3 years? 2.5 years? Something like that? Yeah. Thereabouts?
Yeah.
That entire time, I have been hosting First Things First.
Yeah.
And First Things First has ended at 9:30 every day we've ever done it. And I hate to do this, but at some point, a man's got enough pride and is insulted. Todd Fritz, who's the best guest booker in the world, for the seven times when he invited me on the show, said, hey, would love to have you on the show. Here are the times that work. And he keeps offering 9:20.
Oh, boy.
And I got to say, it makes me think Todd Fritz is not a First Things First viewer. It makes me think maybe he's not a fan of mine. Maybe he doesn't even like me. Finally, I'd had enough and I sent him a text back. I was like, buddy, the show ends at 9:30. You're insulting me. You insult me a little bit here.
Okay.
So what are we going to do about this?
Do you want me to fire Todd right now?
Unpaid suspension 1 week.
How about no meat Friday for Todd today?
Wow.
I think Let him choose. Would he rather have no money for a week or no meat today?
Todd?
I could use the paycheck with a kid in college and another one about to go to college.
Okay. Do you know that Nick Wright has another job?
I am aware of that. And all I can do is sincerely apologize. And it has been multiple times where he's brought that to my attention and I went through the stop sign and forgot.
But how many times? He's told you a lot of times.
I know. I get caught up in my little world with my notebook and then the phone numbers and names and Rolodex. And I keep forgetting for some reason that he can't possibly
what
do
it. What a shocker. You tell Todd something and he forgets it.
Here's the thing. At first, I thought he knew and just thought, well, let's be honest. Where are you going to get more juice, Nick? Your own show. or just leave it early and join, you know, one of America's leading broadcasters. I thought it was like an insult. Like, come on, will they even know who's going to notice if you're not there?
Wow.
And then I realized the guy just doesn't understand. The show ends at 9:30. So at 9:20, I've even texted him. I'm like, Todd, I can do 9:32. Like, because I'm at home. I can get the Zoom ready during our last commercial break and then just pivot this way. And he's like, no, we can't do that. How about 9:20? I'm like, Jesus, man.
Very, right. Very insensitive by me. Todd, I have no excuse.
Todd, no Meat Friday today.
Wow.
I didn't expect it to go that far. I will admit.
What, Seton?
I was just going to say to Nick, welcome to life with Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
This is repeatedly asking him to not do something, and then over the last 15 years, him doing it over and over and over again. This is what I guarantee you, within the next month, you get an offer to be on at 9:20. I guarantee
that
it.
That could happen.
Well, now I feel badly. Now I feel like we're piling on the guy, and I didn't mean for that to happen.
Oh, you're not the first guest to tell me. Nick, you're not the first guest to say this to me. Bill Murray said this to me many years ago. He goes, I'll come on your show. Do not have that Fritzy guy call me anymore. Okay? That's why Bill Murray went into hiding, because Todd would reach out, and then Bill finally said,
oh, he's a bulldog. He is relentless. Yeah. And that's why I said he's the best in the business. I've done radio where usually, and now I've never done it on your level, obviously, but guest bookers, I mean, they're playing Quirtle during the show. There's a lot going on. They're not that intrigued. Todd's dedicated. He's just, you know, the dude from Memento, evidently.
he's going to have to tattoo things.
Yeah.
Remind him that Nick Wright works till 9:30 Eastern.
First, 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
I like how Todd expects you to change, Nick. He's not changing. You need to change your hours on First Things First.
I think every once in a while, maybe you can get out at 9:15.
Hey, Jenna, can I get out at like 9:20? I'm going to go on the Dan Patrick show.
Can I tell you something? True story. And then we can talk sports. I apologize.
Okay.
The first time he invited me on, it was 9:20. And that I didn't, whatever. It was our first time. I was so excited that I was invited on. I was trying to figure out how I could do it. I was like, this is my one shot to go on Dan Patrick's show. Like, how can I make the, can we tape the final segment ahead of time? How can we make this happen? Then I just realized it's just going to be the regular, you know, lock Nick in 9:20 on Thursday.
All right. Let me start with the 76ers, James Harden, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid's post game comments. I know we could talk about the Miami Heat and they're advancing, but today is about the Sixers.
Yep.
Where do we start with the fingers of blame here in Philadelphia?
Well, listen, Harden's the same draft class as Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Drew Holiday. All those guys are amazing still. Now, also same draft class as Blake Griffin. Blake's done, but Blake suffered a bunch of injuries. Harden just all of a sudden being bad is shocking. Him being bad in the playoffs is not shocking, but him refusing to shoot is shocking. Doc's got a bit of an honesty problem when he's like, when I got here, no one thought we would be. You had the eighth best odds to win the title when you got there. You got there a year ago. But here's something that I think will blow your mind, Dan, because maybe we should be pointing the fingers at ourselves for believing in the Sixers. I think this will shock you. The Philadelphia 76ers have made the conference finals once since Dr. J retired. Think about that. That's the least in basketball, tied with the Grizzlies, who didn't exist that whole time.
Kings.
The Timberwolves, who didn't exist that whole time. Kings and Clippers.
Yeah.
Kings, Clippers, SatSec franchises, and the two expansion teams, and the Sixers. The team, like the Knicks, were this great team of the 70s that lived off that rep. The Sixers, this amazing team of late 70s, early 80s, plus the Wilt years, lived off the rep. But the Knicks have been way more successful the last quarter century. They've been to two NBA finals in the same time the Sixers have been to one conference finals. So maybe we're just overrating them. I don't know. I couldn't believe that when I looked that up this morning.
But I just
one conference finals.
I don't understand what James Harden's. There's no strategy. I can't go, this is why he's doing what he's doing at this time of the season. And is he happy? Was he happy with Doc Rivers?
So, listen, someone and I don't want to misquote him because I don't remember exactly who it was. I heard someone speculate on television that Harden was dogging it to get Doc fired so D'Antoni would come in. That's like a wildly crazy accusation. You're just going to dog a potential championship run. You got maybe the league MVP. You forced your way out of Houston. I understood it. The team couldn't compete anymore. Forced your way out of Brooklyn. I understand it. Kyrie's a pain in the ass. Fine. But all to get to Philly. So I think that's too much of an accusation to make. With that said, I've seen there's no explanation. It's one thing to be bad. It's another thing to refuse to shoot. Guy wouldn't shoot.
Yeah.
Like literally wouldn't go down shooting. It's puzzling to me. It's puzzling to me.
If you could have one of the three, you could have Harden now, Kyrie now, Russell Westbrook now.
Oh God.
And you got to take one.
Oh God. I'll answer that at 9:20. The answer is Kyrie.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. The answer, Kyrie's the best player right now of them.
Sure.
Now I don't really love signing up for all the rest of it, but Kyrie, at least when he plays, is still fantastic. Russ is at this point a net negative, and Harden is puzzling. Harden's first two games with the Sixers, he was unbelievable. Look at what Harden did the final three games of the Celtics series from last postseason. That's 11 months ago. He was like 33-8-9 average in the playoffs for that. And now if he gets 25 points, the broadcasts are like, oh, a throwback game for James Harden. Like he's Phil Mickelson at the Masters a couple of years ago. Like, oh, a throwback performance. It's 32. It's baffling.
But it sounded like Doc Rivers was like, all right, you want to fire me? Fire me. I'll get another job. He didn't seem too concerned and didn't take much blame that they flame out again.
He's not a big blame guy. He doesn't – Doc doesn't appear to be a big look-in-the-mirror guy. But he's just – I understand if the general point was – if I were Doc, I'd have said this. Listen. If I'd have told you going into this postseason, we were going to lose to the one seed, and in that series, we wouldn't have Embiid for two of the games, and try as he might, he's clearly not 100%. He could have been out the whole series. Like, that's what happens. I think Doc should have played that card. Our best player on our team missed a third of the series and was clearly physically compromised. He did his damnedest, but that was the difference. Instead, he got real standoffish. You know what I mean? And so I don't know.
We're talking to Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, and his show lasts until 9:30 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Todd.
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30.
He couldn't possibly join us at 9:20 if he's doing the show till 9:30.
Do you guarantee that you will not do that again?
I will guarantee, because I now put it in bold in my notebook with red marker.
If you do, you must grow facial hair and have a hairstyle like Nick Wright as a tribute to him, a shout out.
Can I make a request?
Sure, absolutely.
If he does, he has to start also booking my guests, because you guys crush us on that front. Let me be honest.
Yeah.
But you got to get once a week. I need a Dan Patrick caliber guest on First Things First.
Okay. All right.
That seems very reasonable.
Seems fair. Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to start the season with 8 straight games against teams that had a winning record in the previous season.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence there? Or do you think the NFL has it out for your Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, no. I mean, they only have, I think of their 17 opponents, what, like 14 of them had a winning record? Well, no. 12 of them, I think, had a winning record. And then two of the ones that didn't are the Broncos, who now have Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, they have the Texans. They have the Jags. They have the Seahawks. Other than that, it's just gauntlet of games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just how it drew this year. I love how the year ends. I think the Chiefs will be the final 6 games of the year. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think they're going to be 12-5, enter the playoffs on 6-game winning streak, red hot.
Could you see a team not winning the division in the AFC West, but winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think the Chiefs or the Chargers, One of them's not going to win the division, and either can win the Super Bowl. I don't believe in the Broncos.
What about the Raiders?
Flatly. No, come on. I'm very happy for the Raiders that they are. They got Davante Adams, and they're going to go from the third best team, or I guess some would argue the second best team in the division last year because they made the playoffs. They're going to be the worst team in the division. No. Congrats. You trade for Davante Adams, and then you extend Derek
Carr. Wait, you think the Raiders will be the worst team?
Yeah, of course. Who else would be?
Denver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe you believe in Russell Wilson even less than I do. I don't believe in them as a Super Bowl contender, but I do think they'll win 8 or 9 games. I don't think the Raiders are very good. I think the Raiders last year all smoke and mirrors, my friend, and I don't trust Derek Carr.
Who is this year's Bengals? Last year's Bengals.
No, I got you. Oh, what a great question. So a team that's got it. That's hard, man. I didn't expect that question. I apologize. I'd love to say the Dolphins, but I can't because of Tua. I just can't. Nobody else in the AFC North would be considered the Bengals. You know what I mean? Like, no one's shocked if the Ravens show up. So would you be shocked if the Niners do it with Trey Lance? Can we go Niners? That's probably not an answer.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, they're
I don't have an answer.
They're still a good team. How about the Colts?
So I was thinking them. I didn't know if that they would qualify. That when I was doing the Chiefs schedule, I have the Colts penciled in as a loss. I think the Colts, all they needed was a quarterback that wasn't going to kneecap them. Now they have it. Yeah, I think the Colts are dangerous. I like their coach. Everyone likes the both lines. I don't know if they have enough receivers, but yes, I think the Colts are. I mean, I think the Colts are going to win that division. Does that count? I think they're going to be better than the Titans. I'd be real worried about Derrick Henry. Like at some point, the usage has to wear him down, even though he's superhuman.
I was also curious about the Cleveland Browns and how many games would be in prime time. I think they have one in week 2 or week 3 against the Steelers. But the NFL, when you're putting out this schedule, what do you say to the commissioner or vice versa without a paper trail to say, hey, we want to feature the Browns with Deshaun Watson? Is he going to be eligible to play? Are you going to suspend him? I'm guessing he's going to be hard to suspend, Nick. If there's nothing going on right now.
Oh, I thought I'm going the other way. I think the NFL might be looking at what happened to Trevor Bauer and saying, we need to suspend him a long time. I think that's one of the low-key reasons the Browns maybe haven't moved on from Baker. Is what if Deshaun is suspended for 10 games?
Oh, I agree. I agree keeping Baker makes sense, but not if Baker thinks that they actually tried to make him look bad against the Steelers. I mean, that's another layer to this that Baker's just going to say, I'm not going to play for you. You know, then you have Jacoby Brissett as your backup quarterback to Deshaun Watson. But I'm wondering if they suspend him or they wait until there's some kind of completion to this investigation.
I don't know. I think they have to suspend him. And I don't – I am a guy you want on your jury if you have one – if you are accused of a single crime. My burden of proof for reasonable doubt – what I need for reasonable doubt is you say you didn't do it? I mean, that's pretty reasonable to believe. But as soon as multiple people accuse you of the same thing independently – I'm almost certain you're guilty. Maybe that's unfair, but it is impossible for me to believe that Deshaun Watson is the victim of some grand multi-state 24-person conspiracy. So I think he's going to get suspended. I think he is.
I mentioned this to start the show when we look at the schedule release that we confuse storylines with good games. Seahawks against the Broncos.
Seahawks Broncos is a terrible game.
Yes, it's a great storyline, but I don't know. The game feels like it's going to be 18-11.
Well, here's what I do know. Why would you intentionally feature Drew Locke in anything as part of your premier product? That's insane. Like now. If all of a sudden that's where Baker is, then that is more intriguing.
Yeah.
Russell's first game with Denver, Baker in Seattle, then it's intriguing. But I totally agree with you. This is also a problem. Young talk show hosts out there, take a lesson from, two veterans of the industry, one of the greatest to ever do it, also Dan Patrick. So there is a massive difference between something being a great moment and a great topic. Guy throws a perfect game. That's a great moment. It's impossible to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, so this is the scheduled version of that. Russ's return to Seattle is it's the opposite. It's a great topic. It's not going to be a great moment. It's going to be a 3-hour crummy football game.
That's a hot take. You can hear the fire department going by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hire a fire department to drive up and down behind me just for hot takes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Speaking of hot takes, I thought you were going to ask me about this, and I know we're late, but I need to say this. Am I going to get, like, you're going to mention the fact I'm the one person in America who said the Mavs are going to win this series, they're going to win this series, and also the fact that Devin Booker is playing a dangerous game. Devin Booker and Chris Paul mocked Luka Doncic after game two. Little smirks at the press conference. Oh, we're not worried about Luka. Chris Paul was asked about Luka after game one. He's like, what about Theo Pinson? They got a lot of great players. Devin Booker then does a flop and gets caught on camera calling it the Luka special. Yesterday, Luka had more points, rebounds, assists than those two guys combined. They had 13 turnovers. He's going to go in their building on Sunday and beat them because Luka's the second best player in basketball already. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh boy, Sun's going to get back here anytime soon? I don't think so. I don't like Devin Booker. I've turned on him. I don't like the way he's mocking Luka. Not good for him. And watch the video if you haven't seen it, Dan. Late in the game, when Jay Crowder grabs Frankie Ntilikina, throws him into Chris Paul like a scheduled flop play they have, and Chris starts falling, they got the foul call. But Chris then starts grabbing his hand. The trainers look at his hand. Just like the basketball gods smited Marcus Smart for the flop with 4 minutes left against the Bucks. Then all of a sudden he can't do anything. The basketball gods might have smited Chris Paul. A little flop late in that game. Mavs going to the finals. Told you 2 months ago.
Okay.
I just forced that into the show. Sorry.
No, you did. But, you know, it's kind of hard to compliment you when, you know, both hands are patting yourself on the back. I mean...
Well, yeah, of course. Somebody has to. I mean, somebody, I got to get credit.
Why are you so needy? Why are you so needy?
You know, it's a good question, Dan. But I think, you know, I'm someone that's, you know, always been an underdog, always been disrespected. I you know, I come on this show. You guys don't even know what time my show is. And I try to, at times, you know, remind America that the only person who was right about the Clippers 2 years ago and the only person who was right about the Nets back-to-back years is going to be the only person who called the Mavs going to the finals 6 weeks ago. It's your buddy Nick Wright, host of the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast, which you can subscribe to on iTunes and on YouTube.
I'm going to bet you dinner. Dallas and Phoenix.
You already owe me dinner. So it's going to be two dinners.
Well, I don't know if I owe you dinner. You chose to pick up the tab when I was going to, and I thought that you should, you know, for a legend, you're going to buy it in the respect and, you know, the advice, you know, I gave you. I mean, you should do that.
You know what, Dan? I don't say this often. You're right. So, yeah, that's fine.
How about we do dinner? We'll do dinner. And I'll take Phoenix just to be an antagonist here with you.
That's fine. We doing any odds, any points, or just straight up?
No, straight up.
No problem. Deal. I was going to give you odds.
No,
actually,
I don't need it. No, I don't need it. What odds do I need? It's either Phoenix wins or Dallas wins.
You could have gotten two dinners. Could have been a 2-to-1 dinner special.
There's many more dinners for me.
Oh.
I, you know, all of the different. Max Kellerman wants to buy me dinner now. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Colin Cowherd.
A lot of people
wants
on the streets in New York. Yeah. See me, and they're like, you're the guy from Sports TV. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, Max. I'm like, that happens to me a lot, bro.
Fritzy will give you a call next week around 9:20.
I was looking at Monday or Wednesday.
Monday at 9:20.
Okay. All right. See you guys.
Thank
Love
you, Nick. That's Nick Wright. First things first. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
James Harden's team's now 1-8 in his last 9 playoff elimination games. He can be an all-time great scorer, but it's going to have the designation of all-time great regular season scorer. That's the dreaded, and there are a lot of quarterbacks and pitchers where you go, man, he's a great regular season pitcher. What about the postseason? He was great in the regular season. And some of the all-time greats, you know, Greg Maddux was average in the postseason. Tom Glavine, I think, average in the postseason. James Harden, below average in the postseason. And again last night, not taking the shots. That's what I want to... Stephen A. Smith said there should be an investigation as to why he didn't shoot. I don't know how you investigate that. Now you can say, well, it's his hamstring or whatever it might be. You still got to force shots. You got to create something. And he wasn't able to do any of that last night. A couple of phone calls in here. Danny in Cincinnati. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Danny.
All right.
couple things. I just wanted to say I appreciate all the support you give for veterans. I'm a combat wounded veteran myself. And I wanted to say I think Nick Wright's so needy because I think he has some sort of inferiority complex. I think Fritzy does a great job. I want to shout out to Paulie. I'm from Chicago, too. Go Bears.
All right. Well, thank you, Danny. Nick Wright's confident. He's confident in himself. I think he's going to be okay. Evan in Ohio. Hi, Evan. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Hope you're feeling well.
Feeling better. Thank you, Evan.
From Lima, Ohio, not Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Lima.
Yep.
Just was trying to go back to your EKU days. Mm-hmm.
Eastern Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I think my dad went to school with you, actually. But talking about Wally Chambers.
Oh, yeah, the former defensive lineman from Eastern Kentucky went to the Bears.
Chicago Bears first round.
All right. Well, Evan, thank you. There's no stories to tell about me at Eastern Kentucky. First 2 years, I couldn't get in trouble. Tried, couldn't.
What do you mean? You didn't party? You didn't have fun?
I got no run with any women. Zero. And it was a dry county, so you had to sneak your alcohol.
Did you know that going in?
No, I didn't know anything. And you could have, women couldn't come to your room, only on the weekend they'd have a, like one of those, and you had to have at least 1 foot on the floor at all times.
Was that for the whole school or just your room?
No, that was the whole school. At least I tell people that. Yeah, we couldn't have women in our room. You could, but you had like a visitation day or something, and you had the door open, and you had to have at least 1 foot on the floor at all times. Even if they didn't have a rule, I wouldn't have had any women in my room. Ross Tucker's coming up, final hour.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.